MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, December 2024. In the headlines, Marblehead schools get their makeup days schedule. Beverly Teachers Union recall effort is invalid. Wintry mix today, mid to upper 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 2:42 p.m. Caroline Enos is reporting in the Salem News. Marblehead students will make up missed days from last month's teacher strike on December 23, over February vacation, most of April vacation, and 2 days after school was initially slated to end for the year. The district lost 11 days of instruction when the Marblehead Education Association went on strike over calls for better paid parental leave and educator pay in early November. The strike ended when the union and town reached a tentative contract on November 26. The school committee voted unanimously Thursday night to hold full days of school on April 23 to 25 and June 23. That's in addition to the previously approved days of December 23 and February 18 to 21. A half day on June 24 will be the district's new last day of school, as long as there are no snow days. Also in the Salem News, Paul Layton writes that the city of Beverly has ruled that documents signed by more than 1,500 residents seeking to recall Mayor Mike Cahill and two other officials are not valid. In a letter to teachers union leadership last week, City Clerk Lisa Kent said the documents are not legally valid because they were not submitted as affidavits, as required under their city charter. An affidavit is a document that is notarized or signed under penalty of perjury. Beverly Teachers Association co-president Julia Brotherton said the union is in the process of deciding whether to pursue another recall drive or to wait until the regular election in November to support certain candidates. She said the signatures were collected within 2 hours, so we're confident we can do that again. More news after this break.
Garner Castro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, right here on MSONewsSports.com. Got a great show. In both shows, we get a double interview, killing two birds at one stone. Rick Gorman, co-tournament director of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic, which is happening next week, 2 days after Christmas. We hear all about that. And also, on the North Shore Show, we get our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Jim Sullivan reports in today's New Report Daily News, fewer than 48 hours after Zeta Insight owner Zeta Talia unveiled much-lauded revisions to her plan to convert the former Brown School into senior affordable housing. Mayor Sean Reardon says he's feeling more confident the City Council will approve zoning changes needed to make the project happen. The mayor's optimism comes after weeks of working with Talia on overhauling the plan, so that all 29 proposed apartments in the former elementary school are considered affordable per state metrics. For the plan to move forward, the City Council needs to change the area zoning as well as agree to surplus and then dispose of the property. Zach Laird reports that on Thursday afternoon, the Capital Improvement Committee in Swampscott gathered to review a number of requests presented by both the police and fire departments for the fiscal year of 2026. Swampscott Fire Chief Graham Archer spoke before the committee on two requests of the fire department, with the first request centered around a new aerial ladder truck for firefighters to use. He also requested a new vehicle for use by the deputy fire chief. And AAA is projecting that 119.3 million people will travel 50 miles or more from home over the year-end holiday period from Saturday, December 21, to Wednesday, January 1. This year's domestic travel projection narrowly surpasses the previous record set in 2019 by 64,000 travelers. AAA expects an additional 3 million travelers this holiday season compared to last year. In sports, last night in boys basketball, Lynn English beat Revere 82-48 to improve to 3-1. Lynn Classical is now at 3-0 following the Rams' 73-43 win over Chelsea. Also last night, Marblehead beat Saugus 76-72. The Magicians are now 3-1 on the season. And North Shore High School basketball takes center stage again tonight in boys basketball. Masconomet is at Gloucester. Beverly visits Salem. Danvers goes to Winthrop. Peabody is at Swampscott. Rockport hosts Pentucket. North Reading travels to Manchester Essex. Ipswich is at Newburyport. And Georgetown plays at Essex Tech. In the pros, the Celtics lost to the Bulls last night, 117-108. They play the Bulls again tomorrow night, this time in Chicago. And the Bruins lost to the Oilers last night in Edmonton, 3-2 in OT. The Bees return home tomorrow night to host Buffalo. The Patriots play the Bills in Buffalo on Sunday. Pardon me for laughing. Kickoff at 4:25. Good luck, Drake May. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.